Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Back in Sydney, it's City Tats Day, and Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales is joining us. Morning to you, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, Hoss. How are you going?
Excellent, mate. A lot of interest, obviously, down here, focusing on the internationals. But back in Sydney, we're on a heavy eight. What's the weather like there at the moment, mate?
They're forecasting a really nice day today. So the sun's just starting to peak out. It was a bit foggy this morning. But I think I went the early crow a little bit doing my form for a genuine heavy track. Randwick somehow has managed to miss a lot of these midweek downpours. It was raining really heavily out west where I live there on Wednesday. But, yeah, I think it's missed the majority of it. Heavy eight at the moment. Forecast for a really sunny day today and a bit of a sprinkle tomorrow, but it looks like we're going to miss it and it's going to be after the races. So I think we might be operating on about a seven at the moment, which is a really good result.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, they missed that rain that really hit Kembla Grange on, when was it, Wednesday night. It was really solid stuff.
It was
stuff.
Really bucketing down. I thought it was hailing there for one moment, but yeah. Anyway.
All right, Simon Dinopoulos is with us as well from Racing and Sports. Morning, Simon. And Simon, I think...
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Brad. I think it's not about support card. You there, Andrew?
Yes, we are. We might just take Simon off air and just bring that line back in. There just seems to be the slightest of delay. So, Brad, I'll come to you while we get Simon back online. The City Tats Day, and you've got a fancy in race four tomorrow, the Cup.
I do. I've been saying for weeks to take Simon off air, so I'm glad you finally listened to me, Andrew. Race four, it is the favourite in the race, but I think it's very easy to find Highbridge, but I think it's a banker of the day, and we can use it to build a bit of a bank and then back a couple there at each way odds later in the day. Chris Waller's import looks really hard to beat on the strength of that fourth in the Metrop last start. Was crunched that day too. I think that's pretty significant. He started $5, so hard in the market. Even money, I think it's deservedly so. You might get a little bit better on the day, and certainly once they tick over to 12 o'clock with TAB's prices, we might get $2.10, $2.15, fingers crossed. I thought his two wins prior to the Metrop were very, very good as well. They were in midweek company, but they were outstanding. He's an eight-year-old, and he was previously trained as a hurdler, but he's got a really sharp turn of foot. There's good speed in this race for a 2,400-metre race. He just camped somewhere midfield and should dash home over the top. I think he's beautifully placed here to knock this off, and then maybe head down to Melbourne to play some kind of minor part over the spring carnival. So that's race four, number four, Highbridge.
Yeah, currently at $2. But as we know, Friday from midday, the early bird specials kick in. So maybe wait there. Simon Dinopoulos is back with us. Simon, race three is your first tip. So we go back one race.
Yeah, pretty keen here, Andrew, on Handle the Truth. Burning Crown, obviously a progressive horse, unbeaten from two starts, but I don't think there should be as big a gap between the two in the market. Burning Crown currently $2.10 and Handle the Truth $5. Happy to stick with Handle the Truth. I thought he did a really good job to win at Rosehill last out. He was making a jump from 1,000 metres to 1,200, from a good track to a heavy track, and he had 36 days between runs. I thought, you know, he was worth taking on that occasion, but he was too good late. Ran decent time in the process, and obviously fresh is best. 42 days between runs leading into Saturday. He's drawn out, but I think he should roll forward for J4. And just looks to be a three-year-old heading the right way. I know he's got to give weight to Burning Crown, but look, he's got the runs on the board, and we know we'll handle the conditions. So want to be with Handle the Truth. Think he's really promising. Race 3, number 15, Handle the Truth.
Yeah, as you say, $5 right now. We wait for the early bird specials to kick in there. Now, we'll stay with you because you've got a fancy in race six tomorrow at Randwick, the Brian Crowley.
Yeah, it looks a ripper, Andrew. I think it is a race in two between Diplomatico and Roosevelt. Now, the fact we've never seen Diplomatico on any sort of wet track either at his trials, we've just seen him on good surfaces. And while he was very impressive at Randwick and ran time, I want to lean the way of Roosevelt just for the fact we've seen him on a heavy track and that he can handle it. He was most impressive winning at Warwick Farm last start. He won in hands and heels really late. James eased him up and he won by over five lengths. Ran decent time and he too looks a really promising colt. We'll know he'll handle the conditions. I think he gets into a good spot on the relatively quick back up there, 10 days between runs. So he's obviously come through that run well. And I think if he can take another step forward on Saturday, he's certainly going to be very hard to beat. Big respect on Diplomatico. Just the fact we haven't seen him on a heavy track, that's the query for me. But want to be with Roosevelt, race six, number seven.
Yeah, great opportunity for Rachel King getting these rides tomorrow. Roosevelt at the moment, $2.90 over Diplomatico at $3 as it stands right now. Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales, you've got a tip in the next of the features, the Nibison Race 7.
Yeah, that's right, with Rachel King again and with the Blue Army. Godolphin again, Resin. I think she really comes into this race, given it's a wet track and she catches a few of these key rivals on the hop as far as fitness goes. There's plenty to like about her here. Thought she was very good first up there, chasing home a stablemate Soothing and Maximus, who we've seen win himself. So Frank the form. She dropped back to the midweek last start, but really towed up her rivals there. That was on a soft track, far too good, and that was against the boys, and she carried 59 kilos. Now, like her mum, I don't think there's much of her beat it, but she's all ticker, so happy to be with her. Drawn 7, she should be somewhere on the speed. Be making her own luck. Back to 54 kilos here. I think that bodes well. She is up in grade, and she loves wet tracks. So put yourself on the speed. I think your listeners can have a good bet at her at the each way odds and know that she'll be somewhere in the finish. That's race 7, number 9, Resin.
$8 before we get to the 12 o'clock early bird. So $8 right now for Resin. And, Brad, you've got also a tip in the next race 8, the Club New South Wales.
Yeah, I'm with First Hand here. Again, I think he's a reasonable play at the each way. $6.50 at the moment with Tab. We hang out for the 12 o'clock once more. But I like how this race sets up for this Hawks Train Galloper. There's plenty of speed in the race. We have Noble Joey carving across in a wide draw, followed across by Iso Rich. And then you've got Crafty Cop, who's a pretty keen going horse, drawn 5. So imagine they punch on with him. That'll set it up for him. He's drawn 2. He'll just flop out the gate, get a nice run. And imagine being cuddled up on the inside. If he gets the brakes in the straight, I think he can get home over the top of his rivals. First up, I thought he was excellent. He ran over 1,000 metres. That's not really his go, and that was buying tactical advantage. We know he's a pretty smart horse. Wet tracks, no problem either. 2 from 2 on soft tracks. So I think that plays to his hands furthermore. So you go back to his Randwick record too, and it's also very good. So he certainly ticks a few boxes for a $6.50 hope. So as we come to the close of the day, hopefully he can send us home a winner. That's race 8, number 2, First Hand.
Yeah, $6.50 right now is race 8, number 2. And completing the program here, Simon, you've got one in race 9.
Yeah, pretty keen on Right or Wrong in the last, Andrew. I think he's building nicely this time in. He returned from over 2.5 years off the scene at Sandown over the 1,000 metres. He caught the eye on that occasion. Then both performances in Sydney have both been very good. He ran second behind Trekking 2 back. And then I thought he found the line well behind Maximus last out. In the back of the field, he had to take a few gaps and found the line well. He was a sectional markup on that occasion and now gets to 1,400. I just think he's had the perfect grounding. They've taken their time before stepping him up in trip. He's unbeaten in 2 prior attempts over 1,400 and should appreciate the sting out. We haven't seen him on a heavy track, but he's won 3 of 5 on soft going. So ticks a lot of boxes. He has placed in 12 of 17 and looks to be in good order. Jason Collett from the good draw should get him into a good spot. I think he's going to be hard to beat. Race 9, number 5, Right or Wrong.
$5.50 where it sits at the moment. All right, so running through them, the 3 for Simon for his Fridays, 3.15 Handle the Truth, 6.7 Roosevelt, and 9.5 Right or Wrong. And for Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales, it's 4.4 High Bridge, 7.9 Risen, and 8.2 First Hand. Hey, Brad, have you had a look at the Caulfield Cup?
I haven't, to be honest, Andrew. I've been listening intently to a lot of your interviews, though, and trying to read between the lines. I think I'm more confused than ever.
That's the job. I love confusing. No, I don't. I certainly don't. But good luck tomorrow, mate. Hope it's a winning day.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Brad. Lots of information on the Racing New South Wales website through the day there. Simon, you'll join us at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning for all of the races on City Tats Day. Have you had a look at the Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, I'm not really in terms of struggle to get away from the market, so pretty basic with me. I think Kingsville Dream sets up so well. I just think that last start behind Winx there, it's not the flat run, but you could tell it was a nice prep run for him, and this has been the grand final for a long time, and he gets in well at the weights, and he's drawn well. So, deserved favourite. I think he's going to be hard to beat.
Understand. All right, mate, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, look forward to it, Andrew. Cheers.
Simon Donopoulos from Racing and Sports going through everything there. That's about it for the news hour of Racing HQ. Track work nearly over here at Werribee. The last group of internationals just have completed some cantering and some work, and I think that's Nikita, who ran in last year's Melbourne Cup, that's back again to run the Scottish horse this year in the Melbourne Cup. I hope you got something out of the interviews that we had earlier with Pat Cosgrave, Annalisa Balding, Robert Trevor Jones, Paul Bloodworth. Hope you got something out of that. Stick around. Sean's coming up. Full preview for Cranbach Cup Day at Taree, and then all the other previews. And, of course, tomorrow morning we're on air. The best way to start your Saturday is with us at Sky Sports Radio from 6:30.